to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyasaki family, in memory of Mrs. Teo Miyasaki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Bert Sumikawa of Windward Buddhist Temple. Good morning, Reverend Sumikawa.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to speak with you on this White Way broadcast. Let me start by reading a passage from the collected works of Shinran. Amida, full of compassion for those lost in the great night of ignorance, the wheel of light of Dhammabadi being boundless, took the form of the Buddha of unhindered light and appeared in the land of peace. Namo Amida Butsu. Buddhists use the word compassion to mean one of two things. The Sanskrit word karuna, that is translated to mean any action that is taken to diminish the suffering of others, and could be translated as compassionate action. When individuals experience enlightenment, they report that all beings are known as one. It is therefore natural to extend compassionate action, or karuna, to everyone without distinction, because we are all one. As we help others and aid them in their healing process, all beings benefit. Because of the oneness of all beings, it is understood that karuna is not only extended to others out of love, but also because it is an entirely logical thing to do. In the same way that you would want to heal your own wounds, you would also want the wounds of others to heal. In Buddhist literature, karuna must be accompanied by pragya, or wisdom. The other Sanskrit word to describe compassion is maitri, and in Pali, metta. The object of metta or maitri is loving kindness. What metta also means is love without clinging. What this means is that one must first cultivate loving kindness towards oneself, then their loved ones, friends, teachers, strangers, enemies, and finally towards all sentient beings. Buddhists believe that those who cultivate loving kindness will be at ease because they will see no need to harbor ill will or hostility. It is generally felt that those around a person full of loving kindness will feel more comfortable and happy. Radiating loving kindness is thought to contribute to a world of love, peace, and happiness. Compassion is often likened to the ocean, where the swimmer is lifted and supported by the ocean. In Jodo Shinshu, compassion is a supportive ocean. Many of you recall the story of the swimmer who struggles against the swift current, only to find that by letting go of his struggle, the ocean itself will take him safely back to shore. Doctrinally, then, this compassion is expressed as other power, or Amida's vow. On many Sundays in our services, we recite the sharing loving-kindness passages, or the Metta Sutta, which is our deepest aspiration, or Honggang, for the world around us. The word Honggang is made up of two Sanskrit words, Hong meaning basic, original, or primal, and Gang, which means desire and vow. When used in this way, it has universal implications belonging to all beings. In the sharing loving-kindness metta, it starts out by caring about ourselves, and then it goes on to include our family, friends, and then to those who are not nice or kind to us. Finally, it includes all beings, human or animal. It is our wish that all are happy and well, and are never angry, hurtful, or jealous, and may all live in peace and harmony. So in the practice of meditation on loving-kindness, we recite specific words and phrases in order to evoke this boundless, warm-hearted feeling. It is a tool that permits one's generosity and kindness to be applied to all beings. The result is having to express true happiness in another person's happiness and true sorrow in another person's sorrow. I want to take at this time, talk about the Buddha's compassion, and in doing so, this story comes to mind. There was a couple in Shiga, Japan, that wanted to have a baby for a long time, and finally the wife became pregnant. They were very happy. However, shortly after birth, the baby became critically ill with a very high fever. When the baby was wavering between life and death, the parents wanted the baby to live more than anything else. They really thought so. They even wanted to give their lives in exchange to save the baby. Fortunately, the baby survived that ordeal, but unhappily, the child also suffered extensive brain damage due to the high fever. Weeks, months, and years passed, and the child was not able to talk or walk. Gradually, the love the parents once had for their baby started to change because of the difficulties they now had to cope with. They began to feel that it would have been better if the child had died earlier, so that both the parents and child would not have to suffer. The parents could not accept their baby anymore. They believed that the ability to be a normal child was necessary for their child's happiness. Sad as it is, this is the reality exposed to us with the Buddha's compassion. When so much importance is placed on our abilities, we feel our lives are worth living only when we have those abilities. Was a child accepted? We can say yes by receiving the teaching of Buddhism. In Buddhism, the child is completely accepted. In contrast, judging a child or judging a person by their ability is just an example of our egoism. Everyone has a life worth living in their own way, just as they are. Everyone should be accepted as they are. When we were born, we were all welcomed by our parents and appreciated as we were. Buddhism teaches us that we have to return to those original feelings. To practice compassion is to accept everyone as they are. You are okay as you are. They are okay as they are. Buddhism also asks me, how about me? Am I accepted as I am? Yes, as I was taught, I am accepted as I am. However, the phrase accepted as I am actually means discovering who I am. Buddhism teaches me that I am the one with false pride and an ego self full of feelings of discrimination. I am the one wanting to judge others but unwilling to judge myself, finding faults in others and finding excuses when I do the same things. But this I, even as imperfect as it is accepted by the compassion of the Buddha. When we realize our true nature, we can bow to the world we live in. We can be humble and take a new, dynamic step in our lives. When we see our true selves, helping someone in need comes naturally. Through the compassion of the Buddha, we learn to appreciate everyone just as they are. So let us reflect on these thoughts as I read a poem written by Reverend Hiromi Kawaji entitled Boundless Love. There is sweet serenity in Amida's boundless wisdom. There is much warmth to be found in Amida's robe of love. There is wholesome nourishment in Amida's divine food. Let us cherish the freedom to live this wondrous life, a life full of boundless joy, with passionate gratitude. Thank you very much for listening to this broadcast and for the opportunity to visit with you once again. Please have a healthy and happy 2022. Embraced by infinite wisdom and compassion, that is Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Sumikawa, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 30th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Project Dana Appreciation Service will be Bishop Eric Matsumoto of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Miyazaki family, and our speaker, Reverend Bert Sumikawa of Wynwood Buddhist Temple. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto, past president of Moiliili Honganji Temple. Namo Amida Butsu.